Chile is your home, the hottest hits, and these guys have sold millions of albums all across the world. Switchfoot, one of their greatest songs of all time, has just been released. It's called Fluorescent. Have a listen to this. They're announcing a brand new album. We do have Tim Foreman from the band. Good morning, Tim. How are you going?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's a good afternoon over here.
All right. Whereabouts in the world are you at the moment?
We're in San Diego, California.
Ah, San Diego. That means a Wales nether regions, I believe.
That's right. Agree to disagree.
And how's things going? So this is pretty exciting because Switchfoot, we haven't heard from you guys in a while, but you've got a new album in Terrabang, which is out on August 20th.
Yeah, it's been it's been a wild year for all of us, right? We miss Australia, first and foremost. I should get that out of the way. We can't wait till we're cleared and safe to journey back over there. But, you know, we took the opportunity of the last year to really attempt to make the most ambitious record we've ever made. You know, we wanted to meet the moment, not just write a bunch of happy songs, but really try and write songs that dove into some of the emotions we were all feeling and wrestling with. The concept of the album in Terrabang is two different symbols on top of each other. It's a question mark and an exclamation mark, coexisting, you know, at the same time to create something new. And I feel like that's what this album is trying to do. It's trying to wrestle with opposing viewpoints and hold those things in tension. And that's something you don't see a lot of, is people disagreeing but staying in the fight and living life together and emerging the other side as better people.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. But I found your name and the meaning behind the name Switchfoot really quite inspiring. Why did you decide to go with Switchfoot?
Well, it's a surfing term, which is, you know, being in Australia, I know you guys are familiar with, and in San Diego, it's a big part of who we are. But, you know, you go to the middle of the U.S. and it's a foreign term, but it just means putting a different foot forward.
This is the 11th album that you made. So you've had multiple hit singles, millions of records sold. Is there a bit of pressure that comes with a new album as well? Do you put the pressure on yourselves as a band, or you just write music and just hope for the best?
Yeah, I think we do put the pressure on ourselves. I think that's a good way of saying that. I think the pressure that we feel at this point is all internal, you know, the goals that we have as a band. I think we've learned to move past the external voices. I wonder if anyone else is going to like it, you know, and rather be guided by the voices inside us and within the band of, well, what do we want to do? And because if we like it, I think someone else will like it, but you can't get the cart before the horse, you know. Mm-hmm. But we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. You know, we always have really high goals for not repeating ourselves and to go into new territory, you know, to grow, to learn. I think that was one of the big things we wanted to do with this album, was not just make a great album, but to actually grow as a band.
Now, I've got two Switchfoot stories in my life personally, because I don't know if you can cast your mind back, but you and John were backstage at, I think it was Soundwave 2012, and you were doing a documentary called Fading West. And I got your brother to do an impression of the Joker. Do you remember that moment? Because I think I'm in your documentary somewhere.
That's you.
Yeah.
Wow. Here I am. Amazing. Wow.
Yeah, it was a long, long time ago, but here I am years later.
Man, you're famous.
No, but it's awesome to see your journey, and you've always got positive, uplifting songs as well, and they're kind of infectious, and the effect it has on people. For example, my second Switchfoot story is when my firstborn was born. This came on the radio.
Welcome to the planet.
Wow.
That's
Welcome to
amazing.
The Planet. Dare You to Move came on the radio as soon as she was born. Is it nice to see your fans and have that kind of connection?
It's unbelievable. Yeah, there's no greater feeling than knowing that these songs that are deeply personal to us, a lot of them written at 2 or 3 in the morning trying to figure out life, and there's no greater honor than to hear that it actually means something to someone else too and is a part of their story.
Do you ever stop and think that maybe you might be ready to hang up the guitar, or, you know, maybe just slow down a little?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. We had a hiatus, the first time we ever did a hiatus as a band, 3 or 4 years ago. And we've been laughing a lot now that we were just a little early on the hiatus. We had only known, you know. But I learned a lot during that hiatus, and I relearned some of those lessons in this last year being home. It was a time of asking those existential questions. What does a musician do when he's not being a musician professionally? Does that mean you stop playing music? And I found myself during the hiatus and also this last year drawn to music more than ever, you know? And I think it's this beautiful realization that I'm doing exactly what I'd be doing, whether I'm getting paid for it or not. Whether it looks like Switchfoot 10 or 20 years from now or not, I'll be playing a lot of music for the rest of my life.
We're loving the new song. It's called Fluorescent, and one of the best names for a album of all time as well, which is great. Interrobang, and it's out in August. We do appreciate your time out, and best of luck with the new album launch.
Hey, thanks for hanging with me. It's great to see you guys
here at Chili FM.